For 91.9 KVCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. The head of California's state university system is getting some pushback after requiring students and employees to get the COVID-19 vaccine before returning to campus.
I have received a few letters, mostly not understanding the way that we're structuring the requirement.
Chancellor Joseph Castro says students have time to get vaccinated once there's a full FDA approval of at least one vaccine. The three vaccines currently used in the U.S. have emergency use authorization. He also says there will be exemptions for religious and medical reasons.
And then for those students who don't wish to be vaccinated, there will be a virtual option for them in the fall. But again, our hope is that we can repopulate our campuses at a high level.
Students at California's public universities have been outside the classroom for well over a year now. The University of California is also requiring students and staff to be inoculated before returning to campus. Cal Expo officials said Wednesday they'll remain as a mass vaccination site through the summer, with the hope of allowing events to open with larger capacity later this year.
The more people we can get vaccinated, the more the event businesses can come back.
That was Rick Pickering, CEO of Cal Expo. Pickering added that this year's state fair will be delayed and likely slimmed down. Since March 2020, health officials at the site have vaccinated 250,000 people.
So that would be the equivalent to half the population of the city of Sacramento or 16% of the county of Sacramento.
While demand for the vaccine is dropping across the country, Pickering says there's more work to be done as the county's focus shifts to inoculating school children. Los Angeles and San Francisco have met state guidelines to move into the least restrictive tier for businesses to reopen during the coronavirus pandemic. The two counties on Tuesday became the first urban areas in the state to reach the final stage of a phased reopening plan before projected return to business as usual June 15th. Because of the low number of COVID-19 infections and high number of vaccines administered, indoor bars can reopen, larger crowds can cheer on the Dodgers and the Giants, and capacity can expand at restaurants, movie theaters, amusement parks, gyms, and other establishments. A California tribe has announced that it's buying the Palms Casino Resort off the Las Vegas Strip. The Las Vegas Review-Journal reported Tuesday that the San Manuel Band of Mission Indians is expecting to pay $650 million to acquire the hotel from Red Rock Resorts. The hotel has been closed since March 2020, when the coronavirus pandemic shuttered casinos across the state. The tribe's chairman says the deal was an important step and expects to acquire the Palms later in this year. It will be the second tribal enterprise to enter the Las Vegas market in 2021. The city of Pasadena's historic Central Library has been ordered closed pending further review due to seismic safety concerns. The city says the nearly century-old Mediterranean Revival-style building had just reopened for in-person services following a pandemic closure when the closure order was issued Monday. A recent structural assessment revealed that most of the building is constructed with unreinforced masonry-bearing walls that support concrete floors and walls. So-called URM buildings are known to be at risk of collapse in an earthquake. A 1993 order requires URM buildings to be retrofitted, vacated, or demolished, but the city can't find any record of why the library was not identified. And thanks to everyone who supports Midday News and KVCR, I want to take the time to thank a couple of our members. Roger in Riverside, Marcia in San Bernardino, and new member Roxanne in Downey. Thank you so much. Shereen Awad, KVCR News.